The point is, she's not... She hasn't... Well, she's still a guest. So of course I haven't said anything. But I might. Soon. That's the point. But what worries me is that I've started worrying about her. I mean, when I should be working, I start thinking, well, she ought to be bloody here by now. And where is she? And then a sort of worry grows, just a little one, never specific, not about her being run over or assaulted or meeting somebody else. For God's sake, least of all that. It's more a worry over the mystery of her, of who she is. So, one minute I'm looking at a dummy like from a shop, you know, and the next minute it's a woman, a real woman, a real dead woman. And it's really freaking me out because I know that she's like dead, like just in a film, but it's not a film because it's real, but it is like a film because everything's a bit slow motion-y and a bit woo. It's like, I'm a camera and I'm zooming in and out, you know, on this dead woman, like she's getting bigger and then smaller and close up and then far away, you know, whoop, and then way, do you know what I'm saying? Well, cool. My colonel, who hated me, had a daughter, Katerina. She was smart, elegant. Cultured people buzzed about her like buzzing, cultured things. Everything she touched glowed. The way she could turn a phrase. I wrote to her, "If you need the money, come to me in secret. I'm sure we can work something out." There was nothing but liquid. Just liquid. Hot liquid where the lads had been and drenched me. My friends poured over me. The smell. I can't stop thinking about them. In the back of the plane, except not really there, just an empty box. Boxes. Four boxes.
Charles?
Oh, hello, Francis. Sorry, it's a bit late to be landing on you, only, my flat blew up.
What? Dr. Barr told you to give up smoking.
Yeah, I think that was more to do with the lung cancer than spontaneous combustion.
I suppose you were drunk?
No. Well, I mean, I had a few, but... What do you mean, aha?
What did you do? Leave the gas on?
This is so unfair. I could have been killed. You could have been an estranged widow.
I suppose you'll need somewhere to stay.
Well...
you can have the spare room till you get things sorted out.
Thanks, Francis. Very good of you.
But long term?
Yeah. Trouble is, crappy as the flat was, it was cheap. But I was thinking, if I were to pay you what I've been paying my landlord...
Oh, I don't think.
No, hang on. Wait a minute. Just at least think about it.
Yes, well, thinking about it won't make it better.
Okay, Francis, I'm not going to beg. I may be homeless and strapped for cash, but I've still got some human dignity left.
Good for you.
Please, Francis, please, let me stay. I'll be good. I'll be quiet. I won't smoke. I won't drink. I'll abide by all the house rules. You'll hardly even know I'm here. Ow. Ah.
While you're staying here,
ow,
we need to establish a few ground rules.
Oh, absolutely. Fire away.